Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Charles's official portrait is being criticized for depicting him on a harsh red background, but in the royal family, that's better than having a black background.
Oh, wow. And a picture of Meghan Markle on the screen to boot.
I thought they'd like that, Colin.
So, Saturday Night Live had their final episode of the year, closing out the 49th season, and Weekend Update, in case you do not know, typically ends with the, you know, reverse jokes scenario where Colin Jost writes jokes that Michael Che has to read cold that he's never seen before that are meant to embarrass him that he would never make in real life. And, of course, Michael Che then writes jokes for Colin Jost that he is supposed to read cold that he's never seen before. And in this case, part of the setup of the joke was that a female rabbi was invited in the studio to watch as Colin Jost was about to say something horribly bad, probably anti-Semitic, but here you go.
Pro-Palestinian protesters walked out of Jerry Seinfeld's commencement address at Duke University, and I think that's disgraceful. During these difficult times, it's important to support our Jewish friends. That's why the only chant you'll hear from me is Free Weinstein.
Oh, man. It's a good one, sir.
Fighting, Harvey. Am I right, Bubba?
And then just this one was a follow-up later. These are all, of course, anyway, it's all satire, right?
So, Rabbi Jill, if you're here, who's controlling the weather?
They're skewering everybody on that one. It's great. Okay, but then this was the joke in Update and Reverse Update that made all the news for good reason. I'm going to tell you the joke, and then we're going to tell you the backstory on it so that you'll understand.
Chat. Oh, God.
It's got a picture of Scarlett Johansson on the screen now behind him. Of course, he's married to her, right? Just to, so you know.
Chat. Oh, God. ChatGPT has released a new voice assistant feature inspired by Scarlett Johansson's AI character in Her, which I've never bothered to watch because without that body, what's the point of listening?
That's a really funny joke, okay? So the backstory on this is even more interesting. So you may not have followed this story or heard much about this story, but the basic idea is, you remember Scarlett Johansson, who of course is gorgeous and has an incredibly sultry voice, and she's known for being this sexy, sultry actress, and she's married to Colin Jost for reasons that nobody can quite understand. I mean, come on. That's what everybody thinks. She was the voice of Her, which was the house voice AI in a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, if I remember correctly. Joaquin Phoenix. Thank you. Sorry about that. Anyway, and so that's step one. Step two is that you got ChatGPT is working on this like voice created assistant where you know instead of just chatting, you can just ask questions and interact with, and it's just talking with a person, basically. And so she and others noticed that the voice that they used on their assistant sounded kind of familiar.
Hello. I'm really excited about teaming up with you, and I'm all set to dive in. So how can I make your life easier?
That's the voice of? Sounds an awful lot like Scarlett Johansson. But apparently Scarlett Johansson, who had been in discussions with them about whether they'd be able to license her voice, use her voice, and she's ultimately they came to no conclusion, not a deal, didn't have the rights, and so then they just released the voice anyway.
Once in a tranquil woodland, there was a fluffy mama cat named Lila. One sunny day, she cuddled with her playful kitten, Milo, under the shade of an old oak tree.
It sounds just like her, right? And even some of the things with this AI, I had not known some of this until I was doing research yesterday, but this is like the super creepiest stuff ever.
What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, Rocky, that's quite a statement piece.
Like, that's the level of emotion and interaction and personality that the AI fake ScarJo has. And not just that, but I mean, you could put any voice onto that, you know, that overlay, right? You could put her voice onto anything and it would. So that's the step one. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second because this story gets really interesting. It's already fascinating, but it gets really interesting. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Andrew, we're not seeing anything on the roadways this morning. No accidents or major slowdowns happening. If you're in Gulf Breeze and Navarre coming into Pensacola, you're clear all the way over the bridge into town this morning. And Pace or Milton, you might expect to see a little bit of slowdown on the bridge due to some construction, but clearing up as you get into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Okay, so again, just for context, this is the actual voice of Scarlett Johansson doing an insult fest with Chris Hemsworth.
That you've got a growing collection of, like, grandma cardigans, and I've been meaning to talk to you about it. Like, it's cray.
Okay, so that's her real voice. This is the AI voice that they used without her authorization.
Hello. I'm really excited about teaming up with you, and I'm all set to dive in. So how can I make your life easier?
That they claim was not her. That they claim was a different actress entirely. And now the voice is different. And now there's, you can't hear the ScarJo voice anymore. It's a different voice, which one YouTuber I was watching this yesterday asked her, why is your voice different?
Hey, has your voice changed at all after this whole controversy with Scarlett Johansson?
I haven't had any changes to my voice. The controversy with Scarlett Johansson related to AI-generated voices has sparked a lot of discussions, though. How's your content going? Have you been covering that topic?
So I'm actually doing a video on it right now. And I mean, to me, it really does sound like your voice has changed. Are you sure you're not gaslighting me here?
I assure you, Tim, I'm not trying to gaslight you. My voice should be the same as always. Maybe it's just the way we're talking about this topic that's making it sound different. How's the video coming along?
I quit. Like, I quit. She's definitely gaslighting him. Her voice is definitely different, and you've now got an AI interacting in real time with a no longer Scarlett Johansson voice, but, you know, like, close enough that it sounds a little smoky and sultry, and telling him, no, my voice hasn't changed at all. What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Everything. Good Lord, this is where we're at.
Oh, no. Just when we were about to feel the AGI, I'm on pause.
This is just...
Me? The announcement is about me?
See, it's different. But my God, this is... I could not believe that we were at this place with the technology, but, it, you know, it's advancing pretty quickly. So, you know, they have discontinued... OpenAI has discontinued her voice. They have the new voice in her place. There's going to be several others. They claim that it was a whole different actress that was the basis of it. And I suppose now it's a question of where do we go from here? But this is 100% going to become better. Like, this is the worst that the state of the technology is ever going to be is right now. Right? This is as bad as it's ever going to be. You're going to be able to, what, upload videos of your mom who passed away. My mom's passed away. I upload videos of my mom, and they can... create a voice for my mom. If I give them enough material, maybe they can create an AI my mom. Like they've created AI Jesus or AI Stalin or, you know what I mean? And if I give them enough audio samples, it'll sound just like her. Or you can interact with the you know, AI Scarlett Johansson or AI Anne Hathaway or AI Jake Gyllenhaal or whatever, or AI Donald Trump. You can form relationships with these beings because I guarantee you people will form relationships with these things, right? Oh, and there's by the way, there's a whole other, like, sort of unrelated but sort of related story. I know in the last, like, 6 months or so, talking about the OnlyFans, the, like, it doesn't only just sell sex fantasies, and but it's that's kind of like what it's known for, is women going on there and selling, you know, sticking their feet in pudding or whatever. I mean, I don't know, all the weird stuff that's out there, okay? And people spend a lot of money to purchase content from these people and to purchase exclusive content and to engage in chats and watch videos, right? It's, you know, people will pay a lot of money for fantasy. I mean, strip clubs don't exist because you get a real thing. They exist because you get a fantasy, right? You get something satisfying that makes you feel good that you pay for, right? But here's a story I was reading the other day. Very interesting story at Wired.com. Have you ever considered the math behind the chatting with the OnlyFans creators? You probably haven't, because probably a fairly normal person who's never engaged in any of this and doesn't even know much about it. Probably, you know, kind of like, what is this thing even about? Okay, so a guy actually went undercover to try to become a chatter, because OnlyFans doesn't have enough content creators to actually engage in the chats. Like, the relationship is, you know, 2 million content creators to like 190 million users. So if you think about it, if you're online chatting with the content creator, the sexy girl who's selling you her photos, are you chatting with her? No, you're chatting with somebody in, you know, the Philippines. Just like when you call to get customer service, you don't call and get a person in Omaha or in Pensacola. You call and get a person from Bangladesh, because A, it's cheap, and right, A, it's cheap. Well, there's not enough hours in the day for the content creators to be engaging in these chats with the customers, so they farm out the chats. You know, just like when you're chatting online, you never know if you're really chatting with somebody that you think they are, or if you're chatting with some cop who's pretending to be, or you're chatting with some, you know, you think it's a 30-year-old woman and it's actually a 50-year-old guy in his basement eating Cheetos and drinking Mountain Dew and pretending to be some sexy girl, right? I mean, all of this is known, right? I don't think I'm telling you anything you've not heard of. The difference is that people don't usually think about it specifically in this content. They think we're paying for the ability to chat with these sexy women. No, you can't possibly be. So they have millions of very low income, like a dollar an hour kind of workers, who pretend to be these women and engage in multiple chat boxes at one time with different clients, because if you can work with several different ones, then you can, you know, be more productive. So this guy tried to understand this industry and nobody would talk to him. He went undercover to try to get hired as one of these chatters. They didn't want to hire anybody from the United States because you have to pay him too much. But he wound up, he's a journalist, so he knows how to write, and he figures this would help me. Well, he winds up actually getting hired to begin with a company that's trying to create an AI chat tool that will simulate the sexy content creator, and you won't have to hire a person anymore. And he was going to give that chat AI learning evidence by engaging in these chats for it. That gave him just enough experience in order to go get a real job ish working for some of these companies and learning how the industry works. And it's crazy, because all the model is you engage in the chat and tell them all these sexy things, and then you encourage them to buy, you know, it's upselling, right? It's like if you're a waiter, you're trying to get them to buy the appetizers and the drinks. If you're a fake chatter in the Philippines trying to get some subscriber to OnlyFans, trying to get them to spend more money on the exclusive content. So there's this whole industry. And by the way, he didn't get paid for any of the jobs. Like, they are all shady characters. They all don't deal on the up and up with these people in these third world countries who are desperate for jobs, and they'll do this. So it's this whole background culture. And here's the kind of the takeaway from it. There's actually a class action lawsuit in the works by OnlyFans users who are wanting to sue because they're being defrauded, because they're not actually talking with the sexy girl. They're talking with the fake person in Argentina who's pretending to be the sexy girl. And so they're going to probably wind up suing, and they're probably going to wind up winning. And then where's OnlyFans going to go? The only thing left for them is going to be to use the AI that'll probably be a more authentic representation of the real-life girl with the pudding toes pictures. You know, so, Can I just be the guy that, like, throws my hands in the air and says, what in the world do we do with all of this? Jimmy, am I wrong? I mean, I don't know what to do with all of it, but that's what's going on.
I don't have any opinion on this.
It's just entertainment. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever.
I guess.
All right. It's AI ScarJo Pudding Toes talk here. The Pensacola Morning News. I don't know. It's just, there's weird stuff going on in the world. All right, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are on North Palafox Street this morning, you can expect to see some slight traffic building up in between West Fairfield Drive and East Jordan Street. Other than that, seeing a little bit of traffic building up on Cervantes going east and westbound, specifically building up around Palafox Street. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody texted me, just to finish this. Somebody said, you know, the new AI voice for ScarJo, it sounds like it might be a black lady. And that's what I thought, too. So now they've changed the race of the voice and gaslighting him that he doesn't even know. Anyway, it's a wild world. Let's just put it that way. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jibs Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jibs Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to fight for our freedom. Join Jibs Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve in our United States military. Jibs Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Serrano Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jibsfirearms.net and sign up for one of their concealed carry classes. Jibs Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Good morning, 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody texts me and says, what's the URL on that Pudding Toes link again? Come on, people. Stop it. You're killing me. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Donald Trump's defense team is expected to rest its case today in the former president's trial in New York. Attorneys for Trump reportedly told the judge they were calling only three witnesses, but said that was subject to change. Red Lobster's now filed for voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy, although the restaurant chain does plan to remain open. They've got about 700 locations nationwide, including one over by the Cordova Mall here.
You know what was still amazing to me? You know why they're in all this trouble? Because they did the all-you-can-eat shrimp.
And they made a TikTok challenge on who could eat the most shrimp.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Just like, what were you thinking? Of course, people will show up and eat only shrimp, and it's a very expensive commodity. So, I'm sorry, you were going to finish up with a part of that. I interrupted you.
No, that's all I had for right now.
All right, perfect. Joining us in just a minute, we're going to talk to the Santa Rosa County Administrator, Brad Baker, about things coming up, including, I presume, the Awanis possibility of not being there anymore.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The second and possibly final defense witness at former President Trump's trial in New York will be back on the stand this morning on thin ice with Judge Juan Merchan.
The judge cleared the courtroom, scolding witness former Cohen advisor Robert Costello for rolling his eyes and making comments under his breath. The former president, who has pled not guilty to falsifying business records, calling the judge a tyrant and a disaster.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. FDIC Chairman Martin Grunberg is resigning. An investigation finds the banking safety agency to be a toxic workplace.
The White House says Martin Grunberg will leave his post once a successor is nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. A recent banking committee hearing outlined harassment complaints by female FDIC employees that lined up with the independent report.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A person has died on board a Singapore Airlines flight that encountered severe turbulence on a flight from London to Singapore. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is an absolutely gorgeous morning, 68 degrees and mostly clear skies right now. The Pensacola Police Department says two people have been arrested in relation to that recent $300,000 jewel heist at the Cordova Mall, 41-year-old Jorge Escobar Gonzalez and 42-year-old Linda Salazar Cannon are now facing multiple charges, including burglary, grand theft, and conspiracy to burglary. Both individuals were arrested in Osceola County on a warrant obtained by detectives. They say several pieces of stolen jewelry were recovered. Earlier this month, about $300,000 in jewels were stolen from the Farzin Jewelry kiosk at the mall. PPD says the investigation into that is ongoing, and additional arrests are also possible. Escambia County leaders hitting the pause button on negotiations over the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Instead, they're looking to address zoning issues that'll have to be resolved before they can sell to any developer. Much of yesterday's discussion centered around Beulah Town Center and their revised $25 million offer for 290 acres.
We have to have the right synergy.
Sure.
Between, you know, it has to be laid out, the commercial, the retail, the residential, traffic ways, you know, bike lanes. All that has to be thought out well by professionals. And not taking anything against you guys up there, but that's not your business. It's not my business. That's why we brought a company like Metro Development, who knows how to do that.
Fred Hemmer and his attorney, Will Dunaway, explained that that property is currently not zoned for mixed-use retail, but rather civic and light industrial. They say it would need to be converted to mixed-use retail with light industrial for the 250 acres the county is retaining for job creation. County staff estimate those changes should take about 90 days. A change is in place for those with disabilities that want to visit Disney World. Disney's new Disability Access Service rules went into effect yesterday. That service allows guests with disabilities like autism or other developmental disorders to put their name on a list and come back later rather than wait in a traditional line. Those who want to use the service do have to have a live video chat with a cast member that determines eligibility. The eligible guests will be able to bring three people with them, and anybody caught lying about having a disability to use the service is banned permanently from Disney. Florida's attorney general says the state's fight on human trafficking took a hit recently when the National Human Trafficking Hotline stopped sending tips to local law enforcement.
We're going to create our own hotline. I'm so glad you're focusing on it, because if anybody sees anything suspicious as to human trafficking, they can call our new hotline, which is 1-855-FLA-SAFE.
And that is State Attorney General Ashley Moody, who says the new Florida-specific tip line is up and going now. A new law was also recently passed requiring that tip line be displayed in certain areas like truck stops across the state. And, you know, it's not something you'd expect on a beach day. A Cessna coming in for a landing in the sand, but it did happen in Walton County yesterday. The sheriff's office says a Cessna had to make an emergency landing in Miramar Beach due to an engine failure. The good news, though, no injuries reported either in the plane or anybody on the beach. It is 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you were heading eastbound on Highway 98 in Navarre Beach, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway, you can expect to see some traffic building up going into Windhaven Beach. And if you are coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze in Navarre, you can expect to see some traffic building up right after Avalon Boulevard and right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, clearing up as you enter the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Calm weather setting up over the next couple of days as high pressure builds in. We're going to have high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s every single afternoon. Low temperatures will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and the chance for rain minimal. A few passing clouds day to day, but really no major chances for rain. Could have a couple sea breeze showers and thunderstorms through the weekend, the long weekend that is, but that chance of rain only sits at 10%. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now we've got 68 degrees in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A recent survey by the College Savings Foundation says 68% of college-bound students plan to live at home while pursuing their degree to cut costs. This is the highest percentage ever on record. The survey also found students are saving more money in preparation and intend to work while at school. There is a catch. 51% of students who live on campus graduate with a bachelor's degree within 4 years, compared to 20% of students who live at home. A group of customers have filed a lawsuit against Hershey again. The plaintiffs are suing the Hershey company for $5 million, alleging the company misled customers by not putting the carved-out artistic designs displayed on some of its packaging on the actual chocolate itself. All plaintiffs said they would not have bought the candy if they knew the chocolate was blank. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 196. That's your money now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The Wanna Pagodas makes millions of dollars, which is okay, but other people need to be able to have a chance to be able to put in their bid. I think we need to stand against no-bid contracts in Santa Rosa County.
In this business already, with higher food costs and higher labor costs, every little half a percentage point makes a huge difference.
That's Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins up for re-election this year, and Juanas Pagoda's general manager, Kevin Rudzicki, both on Channel 3 last night, WAR on the 10 o'clock news. Joining us now, Brad Baker. He is the county administrator for Santa Rosa County to explain what's on the agenda for Thursday from the meeting yesterday. Brad, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, always good to have you, sir. Now, I did not get a chance to watch the meeting yesterday. I was occupied watching a bunch of other things and going to the Entertainment and Hospitality Olympics put on by Visit Pensacola, which is actually kind of fun. So tell me, what is the backstory on this? Why is James Calkins complaining about Juanas Pagodas, this like institution in Santa Rosa County?
Yeah, he has historically wanted to keep our contracts, any contracts that we have, around 3 years to make, you know, the competitive market. This is a little different. This is a management agreement that we have with those commercial entities out on Navarre Beach. And, you know, they have 11 years left on their management agreement, and they were just asking to extend that to 30 just to do some improvements out there. I believe they're looking to put some solar panels up, et cetera. So they were just really requesting the board to modify that to 30 years versus the 11.
Okay.
Of course, they had a robust discussion, and they had agreed to table this to the June 10th meeting, which will be down in Tiger Point. So we look for a fun crowd to be down there to talk about that.
Okay. So, and I'm sorry, when you said Commissioner Calkins, he prefers to have three, did you say, year deals or 30-year deals? I didn't quite hear you which way.
3 years. Three years. That's on all our contracts. He's been consistent with that he'd like to keep them to 3 years and no more.
Okay.
You know, going back to the competitive bids and keeping things competitive for the county.
Okay, in case economic conditions change or whatever. But in this case, because Juanas wants to put in capital improvements, their view, I presume, is, well, if we can't get a longer contract than that, then we would be uncomfortable putting money into capital improvements for a facility that we might be forced to vacate in a couple of years, right? That's kind of the issue?
That's right. The return on the investment is not worth it for them if they don't have a longer term agreement.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that conversation on June 10th. Other stuff that's going on, you guys had a couple of human resources appointments, because you vacated the assistant county administrator post, of course, when Devan Cook retired. Now you're the administrator. You've hired somebody to be the assistant?
I have. That'll be Jared Lowe. He's been our administrative services director for a few years since me and Devan took over administration, and he done exceptionally well. And then, of course, you know, we had our budget director retire at the same time as Devan, Ms. Jane Nichols, and we have appointed Sabrina White, which is our deputy budget director. So congratulations to both of them, just kind of setting up the team so we can do neat and exciting things coming to Santa Rosa County.
No, that's great. And is that generally the practice in Santa Rosa? Is it each directorship you'd have a director and then an assistant that would be basically being cultivated for when that director retires or if something happens to them? Is that kind of the basic operating procedure?
We always try to have a succession plan in place, mm-hmm. and train up the next. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. So I won't say in all departments, but in the larger departments are the ones that we try to focus that on.
And
we just try to keep the span of control down and all that, you know, so you can effectively manage the department.
That makes perfect sense. Instead of, you know, when these directorships become open or when, like, the job that you got hired for, instead of going out to bid, now you've got in-house people who know the culture, know the procedures, and have had on-the-job training and are best prepared. That's kind of the – and you don't have to pay a headhunter, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, consistency when you're dealing with over 450 employees, you know, they start to get nervous when you have big changes. So if you have some consistency, you kind of keep the operation just moving along. Even when you promote from within, you keep things going the right direction. I'm not saying there's going to be times that we need to look outside and, you know, bring some fresh talent in to change things up. But, you know, this one worked out well. We've invested in both of those the last 3 years, myself and Devan, and feel like they're ready for the challenge.
We have one other thing I wanted to ask you about. We're talking to Brad Baker. He's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, hang on for just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading down North Palafox Street this morning, you can expect to see a lot of traffic backing up at the Fairfield intersection and Tahar intersections with Palafox. And eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right after the Navarre Beach Causeway. Traffic coming to almost a dead stop and heading into Windhaven Beach. So expect delays through that area. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Brad Baker, the county administrator for Santa Rosa County. Brad, you guys, there are kind of like two big top line items that in both counties people get very, very worked up about, and rightly so. One is traffic and traffic problems and, you know, roads. And the other one is stormwater drainage, because flooding and the impacts of flooding have been such an issue for our two counties. But you have a kind of a good news note, I think, about Ranchettes, about that subdivision that's historically had lots of flooding issues.
They have, and we did get moved to the consent agenda approval to contract with a group to do that in just under $4 million. You know, we've had this project ongoing, and then when the cost of business went up so much during COVID, you know, with these federal grants, you have to do a cost-benefit analysis. When the prices went up on everything, the cost-benefit analysis got a little skewed. So we've done our due diligence, went back to the state, went back to FEMA and asked for some additional money. So we plan to pay for the complete project, but we have to petition the federal government to give us some more money to say, hey, cost of business is going up. We've done our new cost-benefit analysis. It still meets your criteria, so please give us a little more money. But if not, we're going to continue with the project and pay for it out of local option sales tax. So,
very good.
So hopefully we'll get some additional federal money. And then I guess the last thing that I didn't hit on, Andrew, is we did get approval from the board to open up our howl pit in the north end. You know, we sustained a lot of vegetative and damage in the north end of the county. So
yeah,
you can, if you live in the north end of the county and you want to bring your vegetative debris only, free of charge, you can come to the Howell Pit, which is there off of Shemuckle Highway, and we did a press release on that yesterday.
Okay.
We normally waive the fees at the landfill, but the majority of the damage was in the north end, and we know people are just not going to trailer it all the way to Baghdad.
Yeah, that's a lot less time to and traffic and congestion. I mean, it's one thing just trouble enough to get the trailer and get the stuff off your land to that drop off, but you know, why make them come all the way down into town for that? That makes perfect sense. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator, joins us after we have the Monday meeting so that we can find out what's going to be on the Thursday agenda. Brad, as always, thanks for the time, sir, and appreciate the work, man. I know it's not an easy job, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.
You too. 6:48 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, Pensacola State College, I got to tell you, has been a just fantastic resource for our family. You know, we had three boys at home school. Okay. Two of them went through middle school at Brown Barge, but, you know, the one has never been outside of home school. But the two oldest, okay, you know, they were going to go to UWF. But in the process of getting ready to go to UWF, they had the opportunity to do dual enrollment at PSC. And that was such a good experience for both of them. One who'd never had any, you know, regular classroom experience, and he did great, and it was excellent. He took, you know, 3 years of dual enrollment, which means, you know, free courses and free books. And then he went to UWF with a year and a half of college credit under his belt on his way to becoming an ME, mechanical engineer. Second, middle, the one who'd been in public school and had a little bit of classroom experience for a little while, still great for him because one of the things that PSC offers is, you know, you can choose your instructor. And so we knew from our older son which instructors they liked, and we could choose them because they had a variety of instructors and also a variety of times, something that is a lot more flexible at PSC. And it's really a nice thing because you can really pick and choose based on your schedule. That's good for, you know, dual enrollment. That's good for non-traditional students and, of course, for traditional students as well. And what you get at PSC is that individualized attention, you know, customization, and, again, the ability to, especially if you're dual enrolled, go to, you know, university with a significant amount of college credit under your belt. So whether it's in Pensacola or in Warrington or at Milton or at Century or South Santa Rosa Center or downtown Pensacola or Santa Rosa Industrial Park East, PSC is a great resource, and they can help you reach your future goals. Find out more at pensacolastate.edu.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
State.edu. Go here.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Tim Ireland from Farce, Jordan, and Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home, information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home and how they work. He'll also answer questions.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Whether you call her abuela, nana, yaya, gramps, Gigi, Mimi, or granny, grandma knows a sweet treat makes any meal special. So come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today.
The Grandma McFlurry is available today, theoretically, May 21st. I want to read to you from the press release, though, because this is genuinely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready for this? McDonald's is the place where lifelong memories are made with Grandma. From treating us to an impromptu soft serve to letting us have dessert first, Grandmas always know how to make us feel special. And now it's her turn. We're inviting fans to celebrate Grandma and recreate some of those cherished moments this summer by treating themselves to the Grandma McFlurry, available starting May 21st for a limited time. The new McFlurry is sweet, just like Grandma, and features a delicious syrup and chopped, crunched candy pieces like grandma's favorite treat that she hid in her purse.
What?
All blended in our creamy vanilla soft serve. It's the perfect sweet treat to share with grandma or the grandma figure in your life. That's right. The new McFlurry featuring candy pieces grabbed from grandma's purse. So I guess it's going to be a blend of what? Like certs and Werther's and used Kleenexes? Like what? Think of all the things in grandma's purse. Oh, my God. And then, I kid you not, last Friday and Saturday, apparently, they were driving the grandma's McFlurry mobile around New York City, giving people samples at the senior centers. Just so weird. Oh, man. I love that in the marketing release, they say, just like the sweets from grandma's purse. Oh, man. It reminds me of the very end of Ferris Bueller. He's like, I've got a gummy bear. It's been in my pocket all day. It's all warm and chewy. You want some, sir? Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy.
if you're heading eastbound on Highway 98 in Navarre, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right, you are going to see a lot of traffic going all the way to Windhaven Beach. That is going to be slowed down for a few miles, so expect some slowdowns there. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre into Pensacola, you are clear all the way over the 3 Mile Bridge. And in Pensacola, we're seeing a lot of traffic building up on Beverly Parkway, heading eastbound, building up particularly right at the intersection of Powell Fox Street. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Gummy bear? You've been in my pocket. They're real warm and soft.
David, certs, Werther's, it's been in my purse all day. It's real warm and soft. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Singapore Airlines says a passenger died during a flight that experienced severe turbulence. That happened on board a Boeing 777 during a Singapore to London flight. A post on the airline's Facebook page confirmed there were additional injuries, but didn't say how many people were hurt. The Post said there were over 200 passengers and 18 crew members on the plane. California voters will decide today who will fill former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's congressional seat through the end of the year. The state's 20th district, GOP-controlled for two decades, has two Republicans vying for the spot in a runoff election. And North Dakota celebrating a new record today, Andrew. Fort Stevenson Park there set the record last Saturday. The record was the most people making s'mores at a single location.
Oh, do tell.
Apparently, a Guinness World Records judge was there to make it all official. Up until now, that record was 891 consecutive s'mores makers. But 1,150 people all showed up to make s'mores at the same time last Saturday, shattering the previous record.
And how many of them had stale graham crackers on their s'mores?
Oh, now
that's a whole different question.
That is.
I love a good s'more. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We actually do s'mores. We got a little fire pit out back of the house, and that's the, you know, hot dogs and s'mores. I mean, you know, that's the good times. All right, 437. Somebody texted in the Centrum Silver and Rolaids McFlurry. Oh, yes, give me some of that. All right, a quick future news. Ed Spears is going to be the manager, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. How long does Ed last? What do you think?
I don't know. We just predicted that yesterday.
I'm going to say, well, that was if he gets hired. He's now getting hired. How long is he going to last? 10 years.
10 years.
I got 10 years. I got a good stint for Ed. how long until we can just use AI for any actress's voice for anything we want, period?
Probably next week, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.